Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. Starting with West Delaware girls basketball on the road, taking on Vinton Shelsburg last night as the Hawks had a tremendous first half of play, hanging right with the Class 3A, number 9 ranked Vikettes, trailing by 2 at the end of the first quarter, 11-9, outscored the Vikettes 12-11 in the second frame, down 1, 22-21 at the break. Then the ball bounced Vinton Shelsburg's way in that third quarter as their offense came alive as well as they outscored the Hawks 20-8 for a 42-29 lead heading into the fourth quarter. Vinton Shelsburg outscored the Hawks 9-7 in that final period, 51-36 the final, in a game that lasted 1 hour and 9 minutes in Vinton. It featured 3 ties and 6 lead changes, all in the first half. The Hawks' largest lead was 4, Vinton Shelsburg's was 21. Brooke Krogman led the way for WD with 11 points, 6 apiece for Olivia Schulte and Susie Funky, 2 for Claire Reidenauer, 5 for Josie McMahon, Nora Payton had 4, and Kira Emerson added 2. The JV team came back to get a 1-point victory, 35-34. Elsewhere, WAMAC Conference coverage area girls teams in action last night. Independence fell to Center Point Urbana on the road, 62-26. In the Tri-Rivers Conference, North Lynn hammered Central City 88-29. It was Starmont falling to Albernette 65-25. Edco lost to East Buchanan by 5, 60-55. And Maquoketa Valley was topped by Springville on the road 49-44. In the River Valley Conference, Maquoketa roughed up Beckman in Dyersville 70-40. It was Anamosa losing to Comanche by 10, 41-31. And Cascade gets by their Highway 151 rival Monticello 45-41. And in the MVC, Western Dubuque fell at home in Epworth to Iowa City Liberty 56-47. On the boys' side of things, the West Delaware Hawks improved their record to 5-1 with the second win over Vinton Shelsburg on the season. They took down the Vikings at home last night 59-38. Independence fell to Center Point Urbana at home 70-53. In the TRC, North Lynn hammered Central City 95-30. Starmont beaten by Albernette 88-33. It was East Buchanan better than Edco 68-42. And Maquoketa Valley all over Springville 77-48. In the RVC, Beckman fell a tight one to Maquoketa at home in Dyersville 68-62. It was Monticello hammering Cascade 83-53. And Anamosa lost to Comanche on the road 77-39. In the MVC, the Western Dubuque Bobcats down on the road in North Liberty. They fell to Iowa City Liberty 70-63. The West Delaware girls and boys bowling teams returned to action yesterday afternoon. So they took on Denver and Waverly Shell Rock at the Maple Lanes in Cedar Falls. Both teams were victorious over the squads they bowled against. For the WD boys, 28-98. Waverly Shell Rock had a 27-36. Denver with a 23-49. The Hawk girls with a 21-46 to Denver's 19-61 and Waverly Shell Rock's 19-53. The girls were led by Lydia Himes with a 357 series, 173 and 184 respectively. For the boys, junior Lewis Schatz had a good night. He threw the front 7 strikes, scoring a 265 for a 480 series. Senior Landon Letts followed with a 244 game and a 419 series. The Hawks will be off until Friday for their senior meet as they recognize 10 seniors starting around 3:40 on Friday afternoon with senior recognition. Then the meet will start at 4 o'clock against Benton Community at the Lightning Lanes in Manchester. If you can't make it out, all of that coverage will be live on KMCH.com on our KMCH Sports video stream with Bill Logan and Josh Christensen. Latest rankings out from the Division I Wrestling College Coaches Poll. Number 1 is still Penn State. The Iowa Hawkeyes remain at 2, Ohio State 3, Arizona State 4, and Michigan stays at 5. Iowa State remains at number 6. Number 9 is Minnesota bumping up a slot. Wisconsin stays at 11, Northwestern at 14, Nebraska 16, Rutgers at number 17, the UNI Panthers at number 22 still. Maryland remains at number 23, and moving ahead a position is Michigan State at number 24. Top 25 men's college basketball from last night. Number 4, Alabama getting past Memphis 91-88. Number 5, Houston clobbers North Carolina A&T 74-46. And number 9, Arizona beats up on Texas A&M Corpus Christi 99-61. In the NBA, these winners, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Houston, Utah, and Boston in overtime. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Wednesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.